They'll get sacks. They'll get hits. I got a lot of confidence in those guys. They'll play. They'll be fine.
Coach, how did you like the play of the two defensive tackles last week, Austin and Coon? How did you think they did?
I thought Marcus Coon, I thought he performed pretty well. I think, Marvin's still, he's still a work in progress. You know, he still needs a lot of work, still needs a lot of reps. But, you know, the talent's there.
You think of this league as a pass-first league now. Are the 49ers a bit of a twist on that, a different kind of club to prepare for?
Very different. They present you a lot of different runs, a lot of different blocking schemes, a lot of different personnel groups with formations and adjustments. And so they are a little bit unique in what they do.
What does it help with Keith Rivers give you that you haven't had for the last few weeks?
Well, you know, obviously more depth, more speed. You know, we'll try to utilize his speed as much as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. With him and with Jaquan and with Boley, you know, you feel you have some linebackers now who can, you know, stop the run and also run with Davis and things like that?
Definitely feel like we can match up speed-wise. You know, we just have to, you know, as we've introduced Keith back into the lineup, you know, how much can he just get out there and really give us, you know? So we'll continue to work with him, but we'll definitely utilize his speed out there on the field.
Jaquan matched up with Davis a little bit last year, certainly.
Yes,
right?
He did. Yeah, feel good about that matchup. No doubt.
That's a very hard matchup.
Yes, it is, because he's a very good player. He has lots of speed, probably one of the fastest guys on the field. And we like the speed that we have at linebacker.
I'm sure you haven't always stopped the run this season the way you wanted to. What are the fixes there that need to happen?
You know, I think last week and then, you know, in some of the other ball games, last week was a product of tackling. We had a number of missed tackles in the game that we have to improve on. And then just discipline in our other ball games, where the ball leaked out and bounced outside of us, et cetera. So tackling and then discipline in our gaps.
You just expressed a lot of confidence that your, you know, guys up front are going to get sacks and get pressures. You know, I mean, is it just a matter of challenging them, or is it you trying to figure out ways to help them?
No, you know what? The way offenses are attacking us right now, you know, sometimes that limits their opportunities. You know, the ball does come out pretty quick on us. Sometimes the way people are playing us, it doesn't give them a number of opportunities to do what they do best. And so, obviously, yes, we have to figure out, you know, and make the game more one-dimensional. So if we do a better job in the run game, we can help them by letting them do what they do best.
Teams, though, when they do that, though, they do have to give up something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, so is your defense taking enough advantage of what the offense is giving up?
If we stop the run, we'll take advantage of that. You see, we can't allow people to run the football and dictate what they want to do to us. We have to dictate what they can do to us.
How different is it preparing for them now than in January, given now that they have this wildcat kind of like twist to their offense?
Well, they've always been difficult to prepare for. So, I mean, it's no different. We spend a number of hours of just looking at, you know, the different personnel packages that they have, the different things that they do. You know, I think they've improved their football team from January, and they're playing at a very high level right now. And, you know, with the quarterback coming in as Kaepernick, they ran a little bit of the option against us in the championship game, and so they've expanded that a little bit more. And so that, again, you have to prepare for that part of it. So they keep adding things that you have to prepare for, so they become, you know, more difficult to defend.